So, to study today, I want to do Siman Tetvav, or the 15th chapter in the Sefer. First of all, because it looks like a good piece, but also, as it turns out, it is on this coming week's Parsha. This week around the world, we read the double Parsha of Matos Maaseh. And in that second of the Parshas, which we'll read this Shabbos, Maaseh, so we know that the Parsha begins by listing the 42 places that the Jewish people stayed in and stopped at and traveled to and from during their 40 years in the desert. So right at the beginning of Maaseh, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, Rashi quotes, and you have this on top of the page, Rashi quotes a medrash from the Tanhuma, who explains, using a parable, using a mashal, why it's important for us to know all of these places that the Jewish people traveled during the 40 years. Rabbi Tanhuma Darash, Bo, Drasha Acheres. He had already given one explanation, Rashi, but then Rashi now quotes the second explanation from the Tanhuma. Mashal Amalach Shayu Beno Chole. He had a very sick son. A king had a very ill son. And he had to go to some faraway place to some expert doctor to heal the son. And thankfully, the procedure was successful. The son was healed. And as they were returning back to their home, back to the palace, retracing their steps, Hischil Aviv Mona Kol Masos. As they got to each place, the father would point out to his son and remind him that they had been in these places on their way to the doctor. Amar lo kan yashanu, here's where we slept. Kan ukarnu, here's we were cooled off. Kan chashash des roshcha, here your head didn't feel so well, you didn't feel so good, etc., etc. Rashi gives you kind of a kitzur of what's in the medrash. So that's the medrash right in the beginning of Maaseh. Says Rav Asher Weiss, licha ora, yipalet, it doesn't make any sense. What is the nimshal when the medrash says kevan shehayu chozrim, when the king and the prince, the king and his son, are coming back from the doctor, they pointed out all these places. Says Rav Asher Weiss, that's good for the mashal, but what does that have to do with the nimshal? Halomei olam lo chazrul achareihen, veina tarmona es hamasot ela beseder halichasan. There is no comparable, situation in the Jewish people's journey that's similar to that mashal. In the mashal, the king and the prince and his son went to the doctor and came home, but the 42 places listed are in one direction, the Jewish people going from Mitzrayim and eventually getting to the land of Israel. There's never any retracing of our steps. There is no chazara. So what's the nimshal of that part? That's a very interesting question. I have to say, I don't think I ever thought about that all the times I saw that Rashi. So that often happens, at least to me. There's very good questions, and until you see them, you never even thought of them. So says Rav Asher Weiss, Efshar, perhaps is an answer. Sheramaz Shiremez Yeshkan, Lamash Amar Marana Habesht. Perhaps this is a hint to a very famous idea, which you find actually quoted a lot in various Svarim, from the Baal Shem Tov. Shebederech Men Adrachim, Klal Yisrael Over Shuv Es Osan Hamem Beis Masaot Leorech Hagolos Bederech El Hagula Hashleima Beketz Hayamim. The Baal Shem Tov says a very deep and profound, perhaps might even say mystical idea, that this idea that there were 42 stops along the journey is not a one-time event. That come one way or another, come what may, as the Jewish people unfortunately had to go back into Golos, and eventually, as we are still in the middle of trying to make that return journey back to Geula, we will also, says the Baal Shem Tov, one way or another, have to go through 42 stops, 42 journeys throughout the length of our Golos until we get to the final Geula and the third Beis HaMikdash. That's on a national level. Now, if that doesn't kind of blow your mind enough, says the Rav Asher Weiss, he continues, V'od Amar Habesht, and again, you have this in a lot of other Hasidic thinkers as well, but apparently this is also originally in the Baal Shem Tov. Shebederech Men Adrachim, Kol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael, Over Bechayav Es Hamem Bes Masos Bedarko Shel El HaShleimus. Moreover, says Baal Shem Tov, this is also a paradigm and a metaphor for every individual life, that people in their lifetime, whether they live a short number of years or many years or very, very many years, everyone's life is more or less can be divided up into these various stages. There is a life is a journey, as the saying goes, and everyone's individual life is also going to have these various stages. You know, there's place to place, there's year to year, school to marriage, marriage to children, children to hopefully to grandchildren, this job to that job, Everyone's life is made up of different tachanot, as we would say in Hebrew, different stations, different along the way as part of that journey. And our life, our goal at the end of that life, and the end of that journey, is to reach a certain shlemos, to perfect ourselves as best as possible. And we have to go through these various stages. It's not a one-step process, but a very, very multi-step process. He adds in the parentheses that he remembers his Rebbe, the Kloisenberger, the Divrei Yatziv, that he would very often be Doresh Nifloot. He would actually go much deeper than this. He would amazingly try to darshan Ramazim to the specific 42 Masaot. I'd love to see an example of that, going through each one and trying to figure out how those relate. But be that as it may, the broad insight we have from the founder of Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov, that on a national and an individual level, this idea that the Jewish people underwent that one time is not only meant for them, but actually a, you know, prediction and a paradigm of what individuals and the nation will go through throughout history. But who, now in light of that, says Rav Asher Weiss, perhaps that answers my question. Again, Rav Asher Weiss asked, what is the Nimshal? Why is the Mashal? When they returned, when the king and the prince returned and retraced their steps, they passed the same places. Asked Rav Asher Weiss, but in the Jewish people didn't retrace their steps. They went from Egypt to Israel and never came back. Says Rav Asher Weiss, oh, that's what the Mashal is meant. It wasn't referring to, the Nimshal is not for when the Jewish people went back to Egypt. Thank God that didn't happen. The Nimshal, the lesson we're supposed to take from this, is how this applies to our lives. Kasher na'avor shuv es ha-masaot halalu begolus, whether it's individually or nationally, but not the Jewish people in that generation. In future generations, when we're in Golus, and we're going through the same long journey of Golus, just like the Jewish people had 40 years and 42 stations on the way to Eretz HaKodesh, Eretz Yisrael, so too, in a future stage in history, the one we're currently in, unfortunately, when we're in Golus, you should remember, b'chazarason. Chazarason doesn't mean when they retrace their steps at that time. It means when the same things happen yet again in history. There's a pattern, a circular pattern in a certain sense, a repetitive pattern of history. There's a metaphysical pattern of history, which is not only for the Baal Shem Tov, you have many thinkers who make this point, Maharal and others, and says Rav Asher Weiss so brilliantly and so beautifully, perhaps that's what's being hinted at by this Moshal in the Tanchuma by Rashi. Chazarason doesn't mean when the Jews turned around from Israel and went back to Egypt. We didn't do that like the king and the prince, obviously not. What it means is when the Jewish people at future stages in history will yet again repeat the same long, arduous journey with many stops along the way, then we need to remember the lessons, hopefully, that we can glean from this original journey that the Jewish people underwent. So that is his, so to speak, explication of his question and his analysis of the Rashi and the Medrash on the opening of the Parsha. And from this, Rav Asher Weiss launches into not such a long, but a broader analysis of what I would call the role of historical consciousness, having a historical memory, and the importance of realizing that no matter what we're going through, we've been here before. So he says at the end of the page, bottom paragraph, let's see, why is it not going? Sorry, there we go. V'chashivos yisera. It's significant, very important. Yesh b'zikaron zeh. This memory that we've been through this before. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So at the end of the paragraph before that. Kasher na'avar shuvas ha-masos ha-lolu b'golos, choshev shenizkor, kan yishanru, kan ukarnu, kan chashash zeh roshoga. So as we go through different things in history now, at later points in history, we have to remember that we've been here before, we've experienced something similar at other earlier stages of history. Therefore, he says, chashivos yiseri yesh b'zikaron zeh. That memory, when we're going through things now, in a more modern era, in a current era, we're going through deep challenges. We should remember this is only a chazara. This is a repetition of something that originally happened at an earlier stage of Jewish history. Harei l'ora chagolus ulariba yatzaros yesh v'nidma lanu she'efes tikva v'shuv ein schar l'pulotenu v'ein tikva l'acharitenu. What a profound and I think accurate insight. Says Rav Asher Weiss, so often when we're going through golus and we're going through trials and tribulations, nidma lanu, we think, Ephes tikva, we think, oh, there's no hope. This is the worst problem ever, the worst generation ever, the worst anti-Semitism ever, the worst financial situation ever, the worst assimilation ever. We think there is no hope and there is no way to get out of it. Ein schar l'pulotenu, ein tikva l'acharitenu. However, says Rav Asher Weiss, last line, Ukasher Zochrim, Anu Shebechol Dor V'Dor Omdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu, V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. And he doesn't just mean to remind us of good memories from the Pesach Seder. What he means to say is, you have to realize, get a grip, have a wider historical lens, have a little bit of a historical memory, historical consciousness. This actually isn't the first time we've had challenges. This isn't the first time our enemies have tried to defeat us or even, God forbid, threatened to kill us. We've had it before, and we're still here because Hashem has not forsaken us. Hashem has helped us. We have to remember the Zochrim Anu, first line of the new page. Zochrim Anu Shagam Shebiyamim HaKoshim Biyoser Nitzalnu B'derech Neis V'Pela. Even in more difficult challenges than we have right now, Hashem has managed to save us, even if it took a miracle. V'nischazek be'emuna. And this memory should strengthen our emuna. V'nisametz be'bitchoneinu. And should, you know, further strengthen our bitachon, our trust in Hashem. She'netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. We've been through it. We made through it. We'll go through it again. We'll make it again. I have to tell you, interestingly, in a somewhat parallel way, not so much like anti-Semitism and having external enemies, but I think it was last year or the year before when Rav Rosenzweig was visiting Gush, he made exactly this point when he was discussing some of the current challenges in postmodernism, feminism, other different challenges that our folks, you know, from generation to generation, gender identity, all the different really difficult challenges that we're facing now. And not to, you know, make light of any of them. He took them very seriously and he was discussing them. But he introduced his talk by mentioning that when you look through tshuva literature or other literature from earlier generations, you see time and time again the Rabbanim writing about whatever challenge they're going through, and woe is us, and this is so terrible, and we have unique challenges. Each generation or each 70, 100 years or so, something comes up. And that's not to make light of it. There really are challenges. But what we're dealing with, he said, in our generation, maybe there are aspects of it which are new and unique. But the idea of having a challenge and having a new modern technology or a new Weltanschauung or a new cultural wind blowing through, capturing, you know, the hearts of the youth, and how are we going to get them to stay loyal to Torah? All of which is really a challenge right now. But none of it is unprecedented. We've had things like this happen all the time. And the fact that each generation, Hashem gives us the leaders and hopefully the Torah wisdom to confront it, so that doesn't free us from doing the hard work now. And that doesn't guarantee there won't be casualties now. But what it should give us is a certain chizuk, a certain emunah, that they got through it and so can we. And that's exactly what Rav Asher Weiss is saying here about, I think he's talking about a different kind of challenge, but still, whatever the challenges are, including the external ones. And unfortunately, right now, we are living, you know, not only with corona, but, you know, rising anti-Semitism around the world. You know, again, it's bad. But if you have any historical consciousness, you know, again, I don't know if I would say Baruch Hashem for this, but the reality is, Jews have had it much worse, you know, even in relatively recent memory. And it's hard, it's painful. No one's making light of that. And we certainly hope for a real Yeshua and a real Gula as soon as possible. But when we're aware of the journey of Jewish history, says Rav Asher Weiss, that gives us chizuk and bitachon, that just like they made it through with Hashem's help, so too will we. Continuing to the next paragraph. V'husha dar shar b'tanchuma, mashal ma'adar v'domeh, this is the mashal where the king, the father, takes his son to get refuah, to get salvation. And when he's returning, now this is already Rav Asher Weiss, I guess, elaborating a little bit, embellishing. So on their way home, maybe they get to a scary part, it's dark at night, or they're in a scary forest, or who knows what, and the son gets nervous, there's a new challenge. The father reminds him, Zachorna b'ni yikiri, My beloved son, remember, Kan Yeshno Yishanu Meirov Chulsha. Here we slept when we were very weak and tired, you know, a few weeks ago, a few months ago, when we were here first. Kan Chilita V'Chashashtim Roshcha. Here you didn't feel well, you were sick. And yet, Ubacholzos, Higanu L'Machos Chesfenu. We reached the destination, we reached to the doctor we were going to. Zachita L'Rafur Yeshua, you were, Baruch Hashem, saved. Kach gam, the king says to his son, but derech chazor, on our return trip, ein lecha malach shosh, you have nothing to worry about. Vavtichecha ani, I promise you, lagen alech, I'll protect you, mikol tsar o matzok. Nira od, he says, besignon acher, or we can make this point with a slightly different formulation. Bivoanu liskor et akorot otanu, when we want to think about the things that have happened to us, ulalot al luach libeinu v'zechroneinu, toldot am olam, and we want to, you know, really internalize Jewish history and the events that have happened to our nation, to our Am. Yesh Chashivus, we have to realize there is importance, lo rak biyadim shehiganu aleihem, not only in the destinations that we reached, el af b'derech ba halachnu, which is again a way, as we might say in more modern slang, it's the journey that counts, or the not just the destination. That's exactly what Rav Asher White says. Af b'derech b'halachnu, not just the yaad, but the derech, not just the destination, but also the journey. Ki b'drachim shavarnu, because as we went through those previous journeys, zachinu l'gedula ul'tiferes ul'kirvas elokim. And now Rav Asher White makes an additional point, which I think he's going to use to develop as the final part of the piece, which is it's not just that this should give us chizuk. If we did it once before, we can do it again. If Hashem helped us in more difficult times, Hashem can help us now. That, I think, has been the first and primary insight of the piece. But what he's now pivoting towards is saying that if it's not just that we can survive the journey, that the journey, in a certain sense, is the destination. The journey is something that is a way of getting us to a certain destination, but the journey has innate value because it's through the journey, as he said, "Bederech she'avarnu zachinu l'gedula l'tiferes l'kirvas elokim." We've grown in so many different ways from the journey and from the challenges. And he quotes in the next paragraph of Kedivrei Hanavi, the famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Beis, "Zacharti lach chesed nu'urayich, havas klulasayich." Lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eret lo zura. Komar Hashem. Hashem says, I remember the great kindness you did for me when you were young. The love you had, like a chasen and kala, the marital love, avas klusayich. In what way did you trust me when you're young? In what way did you love me like a husband and a wife under the chuppah? That you trusted me. Lechtech acharai b'midbar. You followed me into the desert. The exact same masay, the 42 stages of the journey we're talking about now. The Navi retrospectively says, Hashem says, you trusted me, you went on this journey with me, Be'eret lo zerua. It wasn't stama journey, it was through the uninhabited, dangerous desert for 40 years. You trusted me, and Hashem appreciates that. What do we see from this, says Rav Asher Weiss? Arba'im shanu alachnu b'midbar. 40 years we went in the desert. Ve'ela hayu yemei hamivchan shel Am Yisrael. This was the true test of the Jewish people. Ulenetzach, and forever, and for all eternity, Zocher lanu avinu shemayim. Hashem will always remember avas kluatenu min hayamim shehen halachnu acharav lamidbar. The love that we demonstrated, the trust that we displayed in Hashem in that critical stage of history, that is something that sticks with Hashem and should stick with us forever. So too, kach gam l'arach hagalus, throughout our long diaspora, our long journey in the gola. Gola achar gola, gola usara. One terrible gullus to the next, you know, from Spain to Portugal to this place to that place, from Poland to Russia to et cetera, et cetera. To go from place to place, sometimes very painfully. In all these various places, we've had tremendous nisyonos. Sometimes soft anti-Semitism, sometimes harsh anti-Semitism, sometimes economic deprivation, all sorts of different challenges. And yet in all of these, we've been able to overcome. Omdim behem. We've been able to survive them. Hakol mitzdaref l'cheshbon gadol. Again, in the first half of the essay, he would have made this point, and therefore we should have faith. Therefore we shouldn't be depressed. We shouldn't give up hope. Because we did it, we can do it again. But here he's making what I'm saying is the new point, the second point. That all these different experiences, they all come together. They all coalesce. Hakol mitzdaref l'cheshbon gadol. They add up to this huge sum, this huge accomplishment, because each stage along the way, as the saying goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. We've grown from each of these experiences. And we'll end up getting rewarded and benefiting. The payoff from all of them will be humongous. Hagolus mafteach shel geulahi. What a beautiful and profound and hopefully hope-inspiring phrase. The golus is the key to the geula. Going through the challenges is what is basically the pathway to redemption. Ube'emes borer l'kol bardas u'l'kol mitbonein. Anyone who thinks about it, anyone with any wisdom or sense, realizes ki hakinyanim aruchaniim hamefoarim bioter shel klal Yisrael. Some of the greatest spiritual accomplishments of the Jewish people, pri hagolus hema, are actually things that took place in the Gola. I recall many years ago in a completely, completely different talk than the one I just mentioned. But many years ago also, I remember hearing the same point from Rav Rosenzweig. He was talking about the importance of Zionism and Tzionut, but on the other hand, he was saying we can't do what a certain small segment of Israeli scholars have done, which are very extreme, which is to deny the Gola. You become so focused on Israel that there's no such thing as Judaism outside of Israel. You don't value the diaspora at all, only Israel. And Rosenzweig made exactly the same point then as Rav Asher Weiss is making here, that if you think about it, you could, without denying that Eretz Yisrael is the goal, and Eretz Yisrael is the place where Jews ought to be, that's obvious. Rav Rosenzweig certainly wasn't denying that. But he was saying, nevertheless, it's a fascinating phenomenon, but one we have to be honest and aware of, that b'hashkacha, some of, if not many of, the most important and enduring parts of Jewish life did not take place, and were not created in Eretz Yisrael. They were definitely created in the trying times of the Golos. As Rav Asher Weiss says, after all, second line of the last paragraph, Halalachar Churban Baisheni, after the second Churban, Zachinu Lepricha HaNisgava Muferet Shal Torah Shebaal Peh, the flowering of Torah Shebaal Peh took place where? In Golos and after the Churban. HaTalmud Bavli Yitziris HaMofei Shal Klal Yisrael. You know, arguably the single greatest creation and contribution of the Jewish people in all of our history, the Talmud Bavli. Where did that take place? Be'eretz Bavel HaRachoka, in a distant, faraway land, not in the Holy Land. And why are we in that distant land? She'yardu aleh be'ikvas HaChurban. We went there al haros Bavel. We went there in Churban, in death, in destruction, and yet, we didn't just, you know, give up, and we didn't even just barely survive. We made this incredible contribution, this incredible enhancement of Judaism, which took place in our darkest hour, in a faraway place from our home. Hema, this and other similar accomplishments, Yavov, Ya'idu al-Hal, Hamadregos, Han'alos, Haniskavos, Shehisigu Yisrael, Bigolotam. This and other such things will come and testify, so to speak, in such a beautiful poetic term of Asher Weiss's writing. These will be our witnesses. They will testify to the incredible growth potential and the growth that we actually enjoyed and took advantage of, Dafka, when we were in Golos. Turning over to the last page, V'kach gam l'orech yemei chayav shel kol adam meYisrael. And if you think about it, this is also true on the micro level as well. If you recall, we got into all of this because of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said that the 42 journeys, the big journey, the 42 steps, were not only what the Jewish people went through on the way from Eretz Yisrael, from Egypt originally, but also the future generations of the Jewish people will have a national journey as well back from Golus to Geula. That was the first thing the Besht said. But then we also saw that he also said the same thing for every individual, that there are 42 tachanot, if you will, in the life's journey of every individual. So getting back to that point, just like we just saw, said Rav Asher Weiss, that throughout the national journey in Golus, we didn't just survive in Bavel. We thrived. We created the Talmud Bavli and other such examples, right? Where would Judaism be without the contributions of Rishonei Sfarad, right? The golden age of Spain, the great Rishonim of France. Now, it's true. We know all of those situations ended in terrible Churban. Gir Sfarad, the Crusades. But while we were in these difficult situations in there, incredible growth, incredible contributions. The most extreme and incredible being actually the Talmud Bavli. So just like that was true, we didn't just survive, but we thrived during these challenging times as a nation. So Sutas Rav Asher Weiss, it's also true in every individual life. As Chazal tell us in Perkei Avos and Perek Daled, Ha'olam Hazeh Dome LaProzdor, Befnei Olam Haba, Hatken Atzmacha BaProzdor, Kesh Tikas LaTraklin. So that's a very famous metaphor in the Mishnah, in Perkei Avos, that this world is compared to an antechamber, or like a hallway, a waiting room, on the way to Olam Haba, which is the main castle, the main place you want to get to. And therefore the Mishnah advised, while you're in the waiting room, prepare yourself so that you'll be able to enter the Traklin, the palace, once the door is open. So on the one hand, if you take that Mishnah at its simplest, it sounds like it's very much downplaying Olam Hazeh, downplaying the things we go through in this life. The only thing that counts is the Traklin. However, says Rav Asher Weiss, that there is a certain truth to that, but it's not totally true. Ach be'emet, ein Traklin b'sof ha'derech, el imkein nivne oso b'halichateinu b'prozdor. For each and every one of us, we have to build that Traklin that we can get into. It's not saying that while we're in the antechamber, that's nothing. We're just biding our time. until the main attraction, right? You go to a concert or some event back when the world was normal and we could go to public events, and you get there and the doors are closed and you're just waiting and waiting until they open the doors and you can go find your seat. That's just kind of a waste of time, at least from their perspective. I mean, halavai, you use that time to learn a little bit or do something productive. But basically, from the perspective of the event, the only thing that matters is the event, the concert, the show, whatever it is. And meanwhile, you're just waiting for it to start. Says Vashar Weiss, that's not true when it comes to Olam Hazeh versus Olam Haba. You have to use your time in Olam Hazeh. While we're waiting, we have to build the trachlin so that when they say, now you can go in, there is a place to go to. Only if we build that trachlin while we're in the prosdor. Ukasher mitkadem adam beprosdor, b'chol nisyon v'nisyon, shu omed bo, b'chol shlav v'shlav, bon hu od nidbach v'od koma b'traklin ha'ishi shu bonel latzmo b'sof haderech. And therefore he says, while we're in that waiting room called this world, every stage of our life, and specifically he says, every challenge in our life, every nisayon which we are able to overcome and survive and hopefully grow from, in each one of those stages we are building another brick, another wall, another room, another significant component of what hopefully will be the personal, the trachlin, the palace of our own hopefully beautiful individual lives. And now coming back, he ends beautifully, and this on a deeper level, this is what the Tanchuma meant, Gam Acher Shigiu Avu Bno L'Machov Schatzom, even if they got to the destination, his Kira Av L'Bno, his father reminded the son, Tachanot Harabot Shavru B'Derech V'Dakarot Otam Ba B'Chol Makom B'Kom. These were all the places where we experienced things, and therefore we had challenges, but we overcame them and we grew. Kan Yeshanenu, Kan Ukarnu, Kan Chashashta et Roshecha. So there is tremendous, tremendous chizuk, I would say, in this letter. And he's really making two points. I'd say they're both chizuk, and the second one is not only chizuk, but it's also a call to action. The first one is, no matter how bad it is, individually or especially for the nation, remember, it's not the first time, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, it might not be the last time, but it's certainly not the first time. We've been through many things. Study your history, know what happened in Jewish history, know the different stages of Jewish history, and know that we've gone through all sorts of things, and we've come out on the other end, and just like Hashem was with us and helped us then, Yemar Hashem will help us, and he'll be with us now, and we'll come through it on the other side as well. The second point of chizuk is that you should know that you can grow from all of these things. The nation became greater from various contributions of the galus, and so too in our personal lives, we can grow from this. Not only is that a chizuk, you should know that you'll get something out of it, but of course that's also a call to action, because that's conditional. That part's conditional on us. We have to use the opportunity of the nisyonot. We're not looking for nisyonot. We're not looking for galus. But when we have that in our individual or national life, aside from figuring out whatever the practical steps are to survive whatever the challenges are, that's of course important, but the deeper work is what we do on the inside, in the pnimut of our own nefesh, with ourselves, thinking about things. What can I learn from this? What maybe mistakes I made, if that's relevant? What can I gain from this? How can I be better from this? So that next time, etc. Those are not only chizuk that we can gain from it, but it's a call to action and a machayev that we have to use these various tachanot, these various steps along the personal, the elamas, you know, the different masaot, the different journeys and stages in our personal journey. We have to not only have chizuk from the fact that we've been there and done that, but hopefully use each one of them as an opportunity to learn and to grow from.